And now we bring you news from around the world.
News from around the world.
Miss South Africa Lalela Nzwane has finished second runner-up in the Miss Universe contest held in Israel. The annual pageant was won by Miss India Hana Sandhu, with Paraguay's Nadia Ferrari finishing as first runner-up. South Africa's government withdrew support for Miss Nzwane in the contest to protest against Israel's treatment of Palestinians, although organizers have said the pageant should not be politicized. Meanwhile, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has tested positive for COVID-19 and is being treated for mild symptoms. Mr. Ramaphosa started feeling unwell on Sunday after leaving the state memorial service of South Africa's last apartheid president, F.W. de Klerk, in Cape Town. The president is fully vaccinated and has delegated all his responsibilities to Deputy President David Mabuza. President Ramaphosa returned last Wednesday from a trip to Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Ghana and Senegal. Nicaragua has received 1 million COVID vaccines from China days after it cut diplomatic ties with Taiwan in favor of Beijing. Government representatives returned to the Central African state on Sunday with news of the donation. Local media broadcast clips showing an Air China plane landing with the first 200,000 doses of the Sinopharm vaccine. Officials say they were extremely grateful for restored relations with Beijing. Currently, only 30% of Nicaragua's adult population is fully vaccinated, but at least 67% have received one dose. And Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the collapse of the Soviet Union spelled the end of historical Russia, revealing he drove a taxi to make ends meet following the USSR's fall. Putin, a former agent of the Soviet Union's KGB security services, has previously lamented that the USSR's fall 30 years ago remains a tragedy for most citizens. Reported by state-run media on Sunday, Putin's comments were excerpts from an upcoming film dubbed Russia, Recent History. A major rescue operation is underway after two cargo ships collided in the Baltic Sea off the Swedish coast, causing one to overturn. At least two people are believed to be in the water following the incident in the early hours of Monday. The Swedish Maritime Administration has confirmed. The overturned ship, the Karin Hoge, is registered in Denmark. The other vessel is the UK-flagged Scott Carrier. A spokesman for the SMA said screams were reported from the cold water. Two people were reportedly on board the Karin Hodge when the incident occurred in an area of the Baltic Sea. And finally, Kentucky Governor USA Andy Beshear has said the death toll from powerful tornadoes that devastated towns in the state is likely to pass 100. Beshear revealed that it was the most devastating tornado event in the state's history, with at least 80 confirmed deaths. Nothing that was standing in the direct line of the tornado is still standing, he said. 14 deaths have been reported in four other states. President Joe Biden has declared a major federal disaster in Kentucky and ordered federal aid to be made available to the hardest hit areas. And that's World News on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Thank you for listening. More news comes your way. Headlines at the bottom of the hour. I am Joy Eberebe.
Politics with security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected.
Connected to everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk on Nigeria Info.
95.1 Abuja. Abuja.
You know, Christmas was made for the children. Destiny's Child. G. Christmas.
Destiny's Child. I got G. Child. Eighth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring. On the seventh day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a nice bed rubbed in it, massage my feet. Sixth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a crop jacket with dirty denim jeans. On the fifth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the 490 rolls for me. Feeling that I felt so good, he felt so in love. If he only only knew what he does to me. My man. Oh, it makes me just fucked up. He's so sexy. I'm so in love, 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 love. How I love him for his generosity. Baby gave to me a candlelit dinner just for me and my honey. On the third day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a certificate to get my favorite CD. On the second day of Christmas, my baby gave to me keys to a CLK Mercedes. On the first day of Christmas, my baby gave to me quality T.I.M.E. Feeling that it feels so good, he knew me. Feels so well, la 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 la. If he only knew what he does to me. My man, my baby. Oh, it makes me feel so good.
A place where you can air your views.
I want to report your destruction.
Only on your number one station for talk.
This is not the way. We cannot continue like this.
95.1 Nigeria Info. Abuja. Let's talk. State of the nation.
My life is that politics is not what I measure. I'm a trader. So, my market, once my market is calm, I sell and go. As long as there's no friction, election can happen.
State of the nation.
And they work very, very hard. If they work very hard, the woman will not, you know, have to go out and work too.
State of the nation.
Before you know anything, you hear chambum here. Everywhere is chambum, chambum. Go to Borno, chambum. Go to everywhere, chambum.
On 95.1 Nigeria. Info.
How can you push my daughter from the table or chair she's sitting down and you just let her fall like that and climb on her back?
State of the Nation on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Good day, everyone. It's time for State of the Nation once again. We thank you for joining us. Today on the program, we would be looking at the ministerial screening that has been ongoing. Now, before the ministerial list came out, or shortly after the ministerial list came out, Senator Dino Melaye came out to announce to Nigerians that, well, the process of screening the ministers would not be business as usual, saying that every nominee would have to go under some intensive scrutiny and, of course, a line of questioning to ensure their suitability to actually occupy the office of the Minister of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Now, days down the line, the ministerial screening has started, and it seems that the Senate have actually forgotten what they said about intense scrutiny that they actually hope to put every candidate through. It seems it's just a case of every nominee coming before the upper chambers and taking a bow. Now, I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but I have with me my usual discussants in the studio, and we'll be looking at this ministerial screening that has been ongoing so far. Mazi Kletus, you've seen the ministerial screening ongoing, and it's like the senator said it would not be business as usual, but it seems it's business as usual with many of them coming and taking a bow and then leaving.
Thank you very much. I'm sort of surprised. This is, I don't hear any screaming. Nobody scream where I live. The screaming that you are saying, I hear is the ministerial screaming, screaming, screaming. Onye ne timbu?
Mazi,
who is screaming?
Screening. Screening.
Onye?
Screening is different from screaming.
You say ministerial screaming. Nkemneku, anybody that want to scream should scream. Nke basra mbasra, nke basra ahem basra ahem. What I'm saying today is that I'm very surprised that Ekama will come to this place before me.
What does Ekama
will come here before me?
What does Ekama have to do with what we're talking about?
You said the one that is doing it, that they are screaming. Me, I'm saying my own. Ekama come here before me for no reason.
So you're angry about
it
that?
It is insubordination.
Okay, then come keep seat for you now.
You seek for church.
Your
you
case,
do keep seat for
your
me.
Your case beats my imagination.
Your wife forbid me.
My wife forbid you. Short, you will see my true color very soon.
Hey.
Ministerial screaming, Obasram. You know, screaming a minister, Obasram.
Okay, now, let's let the house be in order.
Okay. This is House of Mazi, Representatives.
You
know, Mazi, she's in
hold on
Representatives.
Now, Mazi. If you don't understand what we're talking about, Mazi, you should ask me. We're talking about ministerial screening.
Okay,
it would not be business as usual, like the Senate said. But right now, it seems whenever any candidate comes in, they'll say take a bow and go. So is it business as usual, or
they say like a proverb that I said before? Whatever is good for the goose is good for the gizzard. Now, if you are somebody who carry a gun to take a thief, if you see a thief moving with a gun, will you sell thief for stuff?
My God.
On your own.
Mazi, thank you very much.
A thief cannot catch a thief.
You seem not to be.
But a man is insulting my integrity.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll be able to sort that out with Ekama.
Please. Let me talk to Mbapu. Maybe he'll make some sense here.
Profession.
Mbapu. Mbapu,
they say you are on probation and you are here crying for nothing.
The Senate said through Dino Malaye that it will not be business as usual. But it seems every nominee that comes in before the House would get to hear that even the senator screaming, bow and go, bow and go. I mean, have they lied to Nigerians now, or?
It is very obvious, number one, that they lied to Nigerians. Because if you came out in the first place to tell us that it is not going to be business as usual, now we are seeing it, they are doing business as usual. Number one, they have lied to us. That is one. Number two, I used to know one Lou that if past senators, they get nomination to come and be ministers, the thing they do is bow and go. Because that used to happen a lot in the tradition. But right now, they say we are going to see something else. Me, I was expecting something that every minister that come, the nomination, that's on the nomination list, if he come along there, they are going to ask him plenty questions that affect Nigeria, because we are talking about the change right now.
Okay.
So some of them, they screen them well. They talk something that is very important.
Who among the nominees would you say was screened very well?
Wanda, the person I can say he talk very well for me is Fire Me, this former Ekiti man know how to speak BB grammar. The man talk very well. I say yes. This person, if he come, is going to work.
So far, that's the person
I cannot think is going to do something very well. But the other ones, they say bow and go. We don't know what that person is going to do for Nigeria.
You've not seen much difference between the 8th Assembly and the 7th Assembly.
There is no difference.
In terms of screening ministers. All right. Bobe, would you say that your expectations have been met, you know, in terms of the screening?
First of all, I have told you before, who are you based? You have forgot the base.
Okay.
You're not full base anymore.
How do I put the base in
the
first
thing place? Is, who are you based? It is already very high.
Okay.
First of all, these people here go back to school. is Kaku School Yarari. That is, you are
doing. What is Kaku School?
That they are doing things the way they have been doing it. Because these people, they are Agamofi soldiers. Even at the thing of Majek. Majek also, whether we are fighting Agamofi soldiers.
There we go again.
Because the only thing that me, I buy that to is Ogun. Because if they bring Ogun to the place and say they are screening these people, you bring Ogun there, I will bow down to you.
Hold on, Bobby.
Which person are you going to bow down for?
Are you bowing to Ogun? Yes, is that the God you worship?
All the power, though, that is what we are doing. You not key a fowl that has that is white.
It has nothing to do with killing of fowls. It entails coming to take a bow before the upper chambers.
The same thing, Makana, because the only person you bow down to is Ogun. We have a bow down to Ogun. You not here, Emila, on top of
Ogun. What chapel of fetish person are you?
I really don't understand. Well, I am amazed.
You know, all these people, they are cutting. They cut it in Yaki, so if they have to
bow down. If
anybody was supposed to talk about Ogun, you were the person.
We share a little tradition with people from that area of the country.
Okay.
But I've always told you, anytime you want to discuss serious issues, you bring
Atuba,
people.
I've heard you. Thank you very much.
Intellectual property in order to share with other people.
Okay, now go ahead and share your
intellectual property. There is a problem in this matter of streaming. You see, it's when they started
screening, Otumba, please, you know, don't mislead the audience.
You are streaming.
No, those are two different words, please.
In order for us to get this streaming,
okay.
Screaming.
Can you imagine that?
It is not screaming.
I don't understand.
Screening.
What do you know that you are talking about? My friend, as I was saying, it is very wrong and not correct, even in the spiritual and physical realm, for people not to respect their elders.
What does that have to do with respecting others or not? That has been streamed last in the year 1982.
And it's coming back to be streamed again. And you are telling me that you want to begin to ask me questions.
Okay, that's an interesting aspect of...
What is the difference? You are talking about somebody that is Edda Tetma, was once a chairman of a party.
It doesn't matter.
And also had what we call, he has a self-echo. His body is full of explanation of what we call the history of our country.
Otumba, can you
read him?
What does body odor have to do with this, Mazi?
It's very wrong for you to tell me.
I'm not up for your trouble today.
I am not in that aspect of you.
Okay.
If you want to talk to me, you talk to people that understand what they're saying.
Can we get one house here?
So as I was saying,
I really don't know what the problem is.
Hold
on, Otumba. I am not.
Let me make my point.
I am moderating here and I said step away from
the
mic.
No,
I will call you back, Otumba. Please, thank you very much. Now, Ekama.
No wonder some people cannot
for this praise.
What is this thing about your boss actually saying you came in here before him?
I don't know, Malcolm. We will settle that one when we come
out. All right, so do you know anything about the ministerial screening?
You get two people where they come, they drink for our praise. They come, they brother Ike. Brother, I cannot remember. Where did you get that name from? They come to my shop.
But we're not talking about people who come to your shop.
Now they come, they talk about clean.
Oh my God.
They wonder, waiting for this clean. I come, they hear small something, where they talk. So me, I wonder. I say, why they no ask them for their shoe size? They no ask them for the crud they go wear.
Ekama, please, what does shoe size, cleaning, whatever, in your shop have to do with our ministerial screening?
If you no ask them the shoe size where them go wear, are you going to tell them the kind
of... Okay, it seems you're clueless about what we're talking about right now.
I come here say that the women when they put for this cleaning, they no even plenty.
All right.
Nobody come ping me and say, make I be minister. You don't want ping my woman.
Ekama,
woman
did you go to
minister.
School? Did you go to school?
What I can do 2020. Ekama for 2020.
Well, all right, you can go and have your seat now. You can go have your. Bobby, you were trying to ask something.
You know that every time I have going, that I tell me now, say I have tell you before, who tell the guests now? You tell these small, small guests because anytime I see like this, oh my body is making.
Me, small girl.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
No,
in my
let me hear from Hadia. Hadia is all alone today.
My brother.
Can you please stop all the rancor?
On 95.1 Nigeria Info, your mic is always on. Let's talk.
If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it.
It's all kind of people for we content now, eh? The first waiting that they call sweet palava. Eh, what? Like a fusa. Where they wonder whether he park in new car for the left side or right side of the compound. Get a whole problem, go. Now, whether to start in brand new generator with key or with remote. If he says, Priya, why don't they open and close a new fridge every 5 minutes? My people, waiting the cost time, eh? Now, the Glow Joy Unlimited Extravaganza. If you step one, experience your own sweet palava. Just dial *611# and recharge up to 500 naira every week to enter this Glow Joy Unlimited extravaganza. Over 500,000 gifts, where includes plenty brand new cars, generators, TVs, fridges, and plenty other sweet prizes. Full grand remain. Start to recharge now. Make your feet win. Terms and conditions stay out.
Joy Unlimited.
Before now, getting a good HMO that works perfectly for my staff was a lot of hassle. Many HMOs come with cumbersome registration. It gets worse when my staff come back to complain about the terrible service they get from these HMOs. I decided to give Reliance HMO a try based on glowing recommendations I received from my HR colleagues, and I was not disappointed. I was able to register all 100 staff in 5 minutes. I have access to a 24-hour responsive helpline and an account manager that helps me with any issue. My staff raves about the premium service they receive from Reliance HMO. They especially love the access to gym, spa, dental care, and the hospital roaming. I no longer worry myself about issues concerning HMO. Reliance HMO does that for me. I will recommend them any day.
Visit reliancehmo.com/corporate or call 0700-7354-2623 to get a quote for your company and start enjoying reliable healthcare today. Reliance HMO. You can rely on us.
Words are powerful, but even more powerful is when they are backed by action. Which is why at Keystone Bank, we don't just say you're important. We show you how important you are to us by providing you with simple and innovative banking technology that hit home. From our online banking and mobile app to our *7111# platform to our super fast loan services and so much more. At Keystone, you'll find a refreshing approach that takes banking from being bearable to pleasurable. At Keystone Bank, experience customer dedication and innovation that goes beyond words. Keystone Bank. We grow together.
This festive.
I feel good.
Because I choose non-stop sports action.
If you also brought someone along who's not a member.
Yeah, I choose local drama filled with suspense.
I feel nice. We've got a serious case of the wedding.
veggies.
For my kids, I choose cartoon shows that are full of laughter.
I feel good.
Hell yeah. Choose over 135 channels full of joyful entertainment.
I knew that I wouldn't.
You too. Choose joy this holidays. Choose DSTV for only 13,900 Naira and get a HD decoder, dish kits, and 1 month DSTV compact subscription. DSTV, it's your moment.
What does this easy mean to you? Is it the joy of your family reunited? Or unwrapping new thrills and adventures? Or maybe hearty meals delivered to perfection? Or a hashtag 30 December with unforgettable nights playing catch up with concerts and parties? A hug, appreciated smiles, promises made and kept, a gift that says a thousand words. Whatever it is and whatever it means, with Jumia's Christmas sales, rest assured your Christmas is delivered. Jumia, your everyday delivered.
Better dollar though. Only this they reward customers with jolly jolly prizes this season. Lucky customers go win jolly prize like generator, freezer, and other consolation prizes there. The Oga Pata Pata winner go enjoy 1 year shop bread. It never end though. All customers go win 1,000 naira on every purchase delivered from now till December 24th. Buy more, win more. Everybody is a winner. Visit shop.onlybiz.app or download the app now.
Yo, the streets are not smiling. The speed at which everyone is learning new skills. How am I supposed to impress when the other guy can play the piano, sing, cook?
I hear he's even learning a new language.
Jai, you need to upgrade your skills. With MTN's reliable internet and countless learning videos on YouTube, there's no limit to how far you can grow. You get up to 7 hours of free streaming on YouTube anytime you buy data plans from MTN. Dial *131# to get started.
Everywhere you go, MTN.
The headlines at this time: federal government to restrict airlines from UK, Canada, Saudi Arabia over Omicron COVID-19. Lagos government says almost 2 million vaccine doses administered in the state. President Buhari calls for more collaboration among ECOWAS leaders. Navy debunks rumor of abduction along Maiduguri-Damaturu Road. Navy deploys 10 warships, special forces, to tackle sea pirates, others. DSS calls for more cooperation among security operatives. ASU wants Nigerians to prevail on federal government to honor agreement. Police foil bandits' attack in Kaduna. NDLEA arrest Ghanaian two Nigerians with 9.9 kilogram cocaine, meth. In business, Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, a company rather, records 141.96 billion naira trading surplus. Minister of Science and Technology seeks private sector investment in science, technology and innovation for social economic gains. Governor Wike says federal government's budgetary allocations promote corruption. On the foreign scene, Boris Johnson sets new booster target over Omicron tidal wave. Death toll in Kentucky tornadoes likely to pass 100. South Africa's president contracts COVID-19. And Sudan Prime Minister replaces military appointed state governors. In sports, Nigeria Football Federation sacks Kenneth Raw, appoints Augustine Iguavoen as Eagles' interim boss. And Augustine earns Nigeria its seventh gold at International Weightlifting Federation, World Championships and Commonwealth Games. These are the headlines at this time. Details coming up at noon. I am Joy Eberebe.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info,
your mic is always on. Let's talk.
People of Abuja, this is your mayor.
Hello.
I pledge to remain loyal and committed to your thoughts, your rights, and to the issues most important to you. Remember to love your city, be proud of your city, protect your city, and defend your city. Are you new? Well, you're welcome. Have you always been in Abuja? You are important. Remember, patriotism is power. Let your voice be heard. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. It is What's Happening Abuja. My name is Fortune. You call me the mayor of the capital. It's the second part of our happy hour. At 12 noon, we'll be handing things over to the sunny side after the news at the top of the hour. So if you stick with us, of course, you will be catching up on the biggest happenings around the nation. As we speak, the National Assembly is having a major engagement, and of course the President of the Senate, Senator Ahmed Lawan, speaking right now at this particular summit. Of course, details will be brought to you during our main news bulletin at 12 noon of some of the proceedings at the sit-out of the National Assembly. Now, let's see, I have quite a number of people who sent us messages. I'll try to run through them and then call those ones that we will be calling for the shout-out. We heard from, I think this is Madiba in Dede. He says, what's happening, Abuja? Good morning, Mayor of the FCT. A city without a mayor is a cleanless city. The FCT Niger Info Family Hangout is a welcome idea. I'm looking forward to it and hopefully to add my own little energy to the organizing and planning of the event. What's happening, Abuja show stopped playing voice notes. Okay, have they stopped playing? On three occasions, my voice notes haven't been played for the past 2 weeks. Madiba, I think it's just an oversight. In fact, let me play it right now.
What's happening, Abuja? What's happening, ABJ City? In Akwana, ABJ, Olekunume, ABJ, Sheshedada Leji. ABJ, a city without a mayor is a cleanless city. And also, a city without LFTV is a cashless city. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Good morning, the mayor. Yeah, what's happening in Abuja? Xmas is happening right now in Abuja. The city is looking. Xmas, the season is actually Christmas. The weather is Christmas. Yeah, the parks, the offices, everywhere is looking Christmas. Yeah, I'm just happy to be in this city right now. And I look forward to enjoying Xmas in the city. Yeah, in a clean and serene environment. Everything is going on well in the city. What's happening, Abuja? Good morning, the mayor. Good morning, LFEZ. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Good morning, Abuja. Angry Sheikh Wang Abuja. This is Madiba from Dede. Yeah.
Madiba is definitely having a good time on his own there. Madiba, good to hear from you. Always a delight to hear from you. We just missed out on the opportunities to play your voice notes. We always play them. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Please help me give a shout out to my brother, Ikenna Pascal. Okay, Ikenna Pascal, his birthday is right now. So just call him up. Nadi Nadiko sent us another shout out. Good morning, Mayor. Greetings to you all, my colleague. My name is Eliezer. I really want to join this group. Oh, okay. Eliezer really wants to join us, the cleanup group. Okay, so we'll put down your details and let you know. We'll give it to the admin and he'll add you to the group as well. And you can be a part of the cleanup exercise from next year and even the hangout if we eventually have it. Morning, Mr. Fortune, the mayor. Please help me give a shout out to my special daughter. Okay, that is noted. And Mr. Emmanuel Ede sent us this shout out from much earlier in the morning. So all of these are noted. Let's see how many we can get through. Lily from Kurudu says, Brother Fortune, you can be very funny. Me, Fortune, you asked. Yes, now. He said that I will buy form and run for AMAC. He says, what do you expect to hear when prophets start calling your line? Well, there was something that he said that made me know that what he was saying was not just about a prophecy. He said he was willing to contribute, to buy the form for me, even if I didn't have money, right? So it means that he's talking from a patriotic point of view. The issue is whether I think that I need political office for me to be able to have impact. I don't think so. you know, necessarily. Yes, political office empowers you and gives you some form of leverage. But, you know, you can still be effective and you can still be impactful whether you are in or not in a political office. In fact, the highest office in the land is the office of the citizen. So if you, I mean, the only reason why we don't get value out of the office of the citizen is because we don't know the value of it. If you know the value of something, anything you know the value of, you will get profit out of it. There are people who see carpentry as a layman's and a struggling man's business. But there are people who are making a killing in billions from carpentry. There are people who don't see media as, they say media people are very poor, they don't have anything, this and that. There are people who are in this media and they are doing exploits, financially and otherwise. There are people who don't see being a doctor as anything too serious. There are people who are making global impact with being medical practitioners. It depends on how much value you see in what you are doing. Whatever you do can be valuable if you see the value of it. If you don't know the value of it, anything they give you will not make any difference. No matter what they give you. They give you political office and you don't know the importance of impact. You can be the president of the world. If you don't know the importance of impact, your office will not be impactful. It will bring no value. So I don't think political office is what will empower me to have impact. No. I think that, you know, going after impact is what makes you impactful. Prioritizing impact, you know, prioritizing lives, prioritizing, you know, people, doing the best with the little that you have, that is what brings impact. I think my office is already higher than Ahmad Chairman's office. In my mind's eye, I think my office is already higher than Ahmad Chairman's office or FCT Minister's office. Because I'm a citizen. My office is higher than all those people. All those people, I'm part of the people that brought them there. I'm a citizen. So my office is far higher than all of those ones. So if I start thinking, oh, okay, because everybody knows your name, you want to now run for office, it now means that what I'm looking for is a popularity, is to leverage your popularity for personal gain, which is not. If I want to do that, I would go for Big Brother. I would be more popular than the Amag chairman. Or I'll go for Good Health Message. Good morning, Fortune. Please add me up to the cleaning group. I'd like to be part of it too. Thanks, Delta Pekin from Lugbe Femi. All right. So that said, let's do some shout outs now. I see someone trying to call in, but okay, let me take your call first. Okay, sorry, we lost the call, so it means that we're meant to go for the shout out. Mr. Okudi, Mrs. Deakin and Mrs. Ede sent this shout out to call his daughter, father to daughter, call beautiful. Okay. All right. Okay, so my number to call is set. And I'm going to just put the call through. Let's see if we're lucky. Okay, that didn't work out well, but I'll get back to it. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Fortune. Good morning.
Hi. Morning, Mike. Welcome.
My name is Mike, Wyoming Blues.
Good to hear from you, my brother.
Thank you. I just scratched a hard record that you my public record of work. It is what you just said about the Office of the Citizen.
Yeah.
I remember discussing it with somebody somewhere, trying to help him understand how important that office is and how we should actually contribute or make that office viable. Mm. He asked me, where is it located? And I told him, it's a virtual office. He said, look, I live there. He said, I've told you at all. I said, okay. So you put it rightly, because once you don't know what it is, I'm not sure if anybody will tell you where you're going to take what the Office of the Citizen is. But when I ended up, I told him, look, even Mr. President is a citizen before he becomes the president. And if he survived the office, that is, if he lived before his tenure, he's able to come back and join us as a citizen.
Mm.
He said, it doesn't really know what to. So I'm only calling to agree with you that until we citizens know it. Mm. And also, lastly, this saying, when people say, oh, this was a come to power, I keep telling people, nobody goes to the power. They only have authority. The power is with all the citizens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it's only authority mm-hmm. we give them to act on our behalf.
True.
And that is why every 4 years they come to ask you to renew their authority. The power lies with the people, but we don't do it in this side of the world.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mike Wenwin Blues, thank you so much. All right, let's see. We can do at least one shout out before I go. Father to daughter was the one I was trying to do quickly. And now I see all your calls coming in. I really can't take. I did promise I would do shout outs, so let me just get them done and keep my promise. Okay. So Emanuela Chioma is our celebrant today. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Emanuela, how are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Good morning. Happy, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. So, how are you today? Are you enjoying your day? What's happening?
I'm enjoying it, sir.
Hey, have they bought you your cake?
Not yet.
Not yet. Daddy should bring you a cake, oh. Mm.
Yes,
so Daddy said I should tell you something. He sent me a message for you. You want to hear the message?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so he says, we are happy to have you as our daughter right from when you were born. We are sure that God had destined to keep you for a great purpose in your generation, and that's why he has added one more year to your life. Our prayers are that God will continue to keep, guide, protect and give you special wisdom to excel in life, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Happy birthday, our daughter, and more blissful years ahead. Amen. So your daddy and mommy, Okudili Ede, Emmanuel Okudili Ede, Mr. and Mrs. Dickin and Mrs. sent that message to you. You are live on radio. I'm calling you on Nigeria Info 95.1.
Wow.
Yes, and so the whole of Abuja celebrates you on this day. You're talking on radio. Now, you're talking to everybody on radio. What do you want to tell everybody?
I'm wishing my
sister. I didn't hear that.
I'm missing my sister.
Oh, you're missing your friends in school.
Yes.
Oh, can you tell me their names? Do you know their names?
Yes.
Tell me their names now.
Grace.
Okay, and who again?
Faith.
Faith, oh. I'm sure they are listening and they wish you a happy birthday too.
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a good day. Tell Daddy I said he should get you a cake. All right. Have a good day. Bye. Okay, so one happy child there. Okay. Okay, Mr. Ede, thank you. This was Prince Osita. Give a shout out to my special daughter. Okay. Prince Osita came a bit later. Let's see, there were some who were much earlier. I think I'll just take this one. Nadi Nadiko says, good morning. Hope you guys are good. My elder brother, Honorable Emeka Ozumba, the Deputy Chief Press Secretary to Anambra State Governor, celebrated his birthday last Saturday. Please call him. That one is Nadi Nadiko, man. That's an ogre. Call ogre now, you know, pig. Let's see who else. There was this one from much earlier. Trying to find it now. Trying to find it. Olu from Buari. Please kindly put out a call to his sister and a friend by name Ene. This is her phone number. All right, so her phone number is Okay. Do I have time? Yes, I do. Okay, so let's see how this one goes. Hopefully we're able to put this call through. Okay. Olu Fwambari sent us this one. Olu is one of our most regular people. He used to be very regular on the town hall meetings. Okay. Looks like NS contacts may not be going through. But let's see. These were the much earlier shout-outs. Okay. Any luck now? Doesn't sound like a very clear call, though. I'll take it. Okay. Doesn't sound like it's going to be picked up as well. So, okay, once again, and if it's not picked up, then we know that shout-outs for the day are done. And we can move on to commercials and other things. All right, so yep. So all right, see if we can reach Ene. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, Ene. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good morning. I hear that it is a very special day for you, right?
Yes.
The 13th of December. Wow. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow. Are you having a good day? I hope you're not at work, though.
I'm at work.
Oh, wow. Okay, but you're getting off early, right?
Yes.
Oh, good, good, good. So you can go and have a good day. So I have a very special message for you.
Okay.
Yes. It says, I'm wishing you the best of all your wishes and God's grace. I'm most pleased with your life progressions. Enjoy your day and more wealth coming into your life. Happy birthday.
Amen. Thank you.
This message was from Olu. Olu is in Bwari.
Oh.
Yes. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Olu. Yeah. So you're live on radio. Nigeria Info Abuja is where we're calling you from.
Okay.
We just wanted to put a smile on your face and to remind you that you are special. You are worth it. A lot of people think very highly of you, and we pray that you continue to have great birthdays ahead.
Amen. Amen.
Have a wonderful day. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
I'm sure he's listening. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. That's all the shout-outs we can do for today. And I must apologize. I have so many of them here, so many. Going by our logic and all of that, there's no way that I can finish all the shout-outs in one fell swoop. Hassan from Kubwa, thank you so much. I see your message. It says, what's happening, Abuja? Keep doing the good job, the mayor of mayors. That's Hassan's message. Thank you, everybody. It's been a wonderful time hanging out with you guys and, of course, keeping you updated of what's going on in the city, learning from you what, you know, we can learn, and also making a commitment together to make sure that everything we do for the love of our country. Keep your smiles on your face, and remember always, fortune smiles on you.
Abuja, this is your mayor. This is no time for speeches. It's a time to take responsibility. It's a time to get your hands on the plow. It's a time to take responsibility for our city. The city needs our help, and we must be involved in making this city work. It's time to get out there and clean up the city. It's time to stop at a traffic light. It's time for us to treat the city with respect. Abuja is our home. We must treat it as our home. So I welcome you to the new FCT, where the citizen is the leader, where the followers are in charge, and where the people's voice takes over.